We hear again from the prophet Amos, the first chapter. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, "The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem." In the name of Jesus. Strong words by the prophet. The Lord roars from Zion. He utters his voice from Jerusalem. Words accusing Israel of misusing the name of the Lord her God. Commandment 2. The Lord God had made a promise to Israel. He bound his name to that promise. He had told Israel that the temple in Jerusalem was a gift to her, a gift by which all her families would go to the temple to receive the Lord's gift of sacrifice, to hear the Lord's priest declare them clean by the blood of the Lamb, to have all sins forgiven. To have sins forgiven, that was the gift the Lord gave by his temple in Jerusalem. And where sins are forgiven, there is life and salvation. Come to Jerusalem. Come to the temple at Mount Zion. Come to the voice of the priest. Come to the blood of the Lamb. Come to sins washed away and guilt removed. That was the call that went out to every Israelite family. The Lord loved his people, and he would have them nowhere else. Jerusalem, the temple, the altar of the sanctifying blood. This was where the Lord God said that he placed his name, where he located himself for the benefit of his people to sanctify them for himself. They are to look for him nowhere else. But Israel forgot Mount Zion. She didn't go just to Jerusalem. She went also to other altars, the altar at Gilgal, and the altar at Bethel, and the altar at Mount Carmel, and other altars. These altars were away from Jerusalem, altars where other gods were prayed to. And the Lord God of Israel, Yahweh, had not promised to be at those altars in his forgiveness, had not called on Israel to pray at these altars, and these prayers to these other gods at other altars were an abomination. So seeing his people go to the false altars at Gilgal and Bethel, that's when the Lord God sent the prophet Amos to say those burning words. It is from Zion that the Lord roars, and it is from Jerusalem that he utters his voice. Amos 1:2. So here is Israel's sin. In going to altars other than Mount Zion in Jerusalem, in praying along with a priest from altars where the Lord God had not placed his name, Israel was taking the name of the Lord her God cheaply, in vain. She was misusing his name. So Amos called upon Israel to return to Mount Zion, to Jerusalem, and there be cleansed, find her forgiveness. For us, for the church today, it is, of course, not Mount Zion. It is not Jerusalem. Jerusalem on top of Mount Zion has served its purpose. So it is no longer the given location of the Lord's holy name. The Lord God, for the sins of Israel and the sins of the world, came into the flesh, and on Mount Zion, he gave himself over to death on the cross, the final full altar, the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. At that hill in Jerusalem, he made himself, his person, his body and blood, the location of salvation for every sinner. So now, if we want to know where God locates himself here on earth for the salvation of the sinner, we go to Jesus, to his voice, to the location of his body and blood, to his name. And there where he gathers two or three to his name, he says he is in the midst of them. He's forgiving sins, cleansing, bestowing salvation. The second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. What does this mean? As we teach it to our youth in the catechism, we should fear and love God so that we do not curse, swear, use satanic arts, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. God has his name proclaimed. God locates his name at his word and sacraments. It is no longer at Mount Zion and Jerusalem from which the Lord roars and utters his voice. Mount Zion and Jerusalem have served their final, full, and ultimate purpose by being the location of the cross of Jesus. Now for us, for the New Testament Israel, for the Church of Jesus Christ, the Lord roars. He utters his voice from the location of his word and sacrament, which is why Scripture calls the church the New Zion, the New Jerusalem. The church, the word, the gospel, the sacrament, it is the Lord's roaring of victory over sin and death. It is his voice uttering sins forgiven, grace bestowed, shame removed. We look for his voice nowhere else but where he has promised to be for our benefit, in his word and sacrament. Lent looks at what happened on the cross, the humiliation of the Son of God, the murder of an innocent man, the sacrifice to atone for the sin of the world, the blood poured out. Looking at that cross, we call upon his name. It is the name he put on us in baptism, the name he gathers his church to each week at his sacrament, the name of salvation. It is the name we are given to call upon in every trouble, praying, praising, and giving thanks. In the name of Jesus, amen.